Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hey everyone, welcome along to another episode of High Performance. This is Handpicked, where myself or Damien sit down and reminisce about a former guest on the show and just talk about some of the lessons we've learned and maybe hear a few clips. And I think what's nice about this, just to give people a bit of background into how this works, you know, the team will ping us a message and say, look, we'll record a Handpicked today. Can you tell us what you'd like to talk about? And I love just suddenly going in the archive and going, oh, we spoke to them. Oh, we had that conversation. Oh, we learned this lesson. Like, we're talking going back 5 years almost.
Yeah, and this one, this episode, I can remember the date specifically. It was November the 12th, 2019, before the world got stood on its head with the pandemic. But that was the day after we'd done our very first ever recording of this. So Tom was our second guest that we sat down with to interview. So I like listening to it because, one, it reminds us of the journey that we've been on personally from those early forays of just working out whether we had something that was worth putting out there into the world. But also as well, because it felt a real privilege to get to meet Tom. He came along without knowing of the High Performance podcast. He was just really trusting and open to want to come and share the incredible journey that he's been on.
I remember those days. Me and you, a couple of microphones, and basically disbelief that anybody would want to come onto this thing that we'd created, that no one had ever heard of, that hadn't ever even been transmitted, called High Performance. And here we are all these years later. Well, should we get into a clip and then talk about why you chose this episode particularly?
Yeah, well, if you'll forgive the pun, let's dive straight in.
My dad was unlike a lot of the parents of sporting people. He didn't pretend or even try to know anything technical about diving. He didn't pretend or try to say things that I needed to improve on or work on. He didn't pretend to try and adjust what I ate or adjust how much I slept. He let me figure it out, and he was just there for me, whether it was a good training session or a bad training. If I had a bad training session, he knew that we would just drive and go and get ice cream. Like, he wouldn't even have to say anything. He just knew what would make me feel better.
Lovely. And he had your Wednesday night curry ritual.
Yeah, exactly. Wednesday night, when my grandma would come to watch training, and we'd go and get an Indian after training. And even just things like the way that my dad used to make me feel about competition. I remember that first competition where I was diving for the first time in a senior competition at 10 years old, the senior national championships. I remember we got the list of how many people were going to be in it, and there was 18 divers. And I was said to my dad, I'm so nervous. Like, what if I do badly? What if I don't dive as well as I do in training? You know, it's the first time I'm going to dive at a senior event. And he just said to me, Tom, there's 18 divers in this competition. If you come last, you are going to be 18th best in the whole country. Like, how cool is that? And when he said that to me, I was like, you're right. 18th best in the country. That's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
And so going into that competition, I remember thinking, oh, don't worry, because even if I come 18th, I'm still 18th best in the country. So that the way that he used to say things to me just took all the pressure off.
It's a wonderful clip to start with, because actually this idea of reframing has become quite a common and hot topic on this show. And at that time, we'd never explored it before. And that's actually the first time that anyone ever came onto High Performance and spoke about reframing where we are to totally change our perspective and therefore our approach.
Yeah, and it's such a powerful example for a couple of reasons. One is the reframing, the ability of just seeing the positives in the situation rather than be fearful of the humiliation of coming last. See it as actually your last of the first, if you like. Yeah. So that's a really good way that liberated him. But I love just the conversations I'm had there just about being present as a parent. You know, like, I know people that work in youth sports often talk about the car journey being actually a really seminal moment for lots of young people where parents will try and coach, they'll berate, they'll criticise, they'll try and interfere with what coaches are doing because you've got that one-on-one time with the child. And I love the fact that Tom highlights his dad didn't try to interfere with what his coaches were doing. He was just there. He was just a silent presence, giving him that reassurance and that foundation to then go and express himself.
Great lesson for all of us on this hand-picked episode of High Performance as we reflect on our conversation with Tom Daly. Here's another clip that Damien wanted you at home to hear.
Every morning, I'll write three things down that I want to, even if it's just, sometimes it's just reminders, sometimes it's something that I, a goal that I want to do for the day. For example, like today, I'm going to be doing one of my twisting dive on 3 meter for the first time this season. I want to stay positive when I go into the pool after, because I know I've got a hard gym session later. So sometimes after a hard gym session, you can feel like you're not going to have the best pool session. And also just being able to make sure that I pick up some milk on the way home. So like but there will always be three things that I write down every day that I want to achieve. Right. And again, I'll do that at the beginning of every year. But the difference is now that I don't write outcome goals. Outcome goals for me are a slippery slope. Thinking like if I was to write down win world championships or win world series, that for me is too much focused on the outcome. And outcomes you often can't control. The only thing you can control is the process. So controlling the controllables and focusing on what you need to do to get to where you know where you want to be and you know like how you can achieve the goals that I wouldn't want to write down, but to be able to focus on the process of each individual thing as it comes rather than just thinking I need to get there and not think about how.
There's a really interesting bit of research on this, Jake, that says that your brain responds to the achievement of a goal, whether it's a massive one or whether it's a small one. So if you set yourself a target of achieving £1 million in your bank balance, your brain will give you the same level of dopamine hit that if you'd set yourself the target of achieving £100 in your bank balance, you've still hit that target and you still have the satisfaction of doing it. And I think what Tom told us there was there's a couple of things of set yourself small, controllable goals every day like he does, whether it's about I need to do the shop, I need to pick my son up at a certain time, I need to get to the gym and do a workout, whatever it was that he was setting himself. He gave himself that small dopamine hit 3 times a day of the sense of achievement, the control that kept him motivated and engaged. Because over a 4-year cycle that the Olympic journey often requires, that's a long time to keep your motivation up, to keep focused all the time. So he doesn't expect that's the case. It's about breaking it down into those small incremental steps. It's really powerful. And if it's good enough for Tom Daly, that's good enough for any of us.
Brilliant. And another theme that came through in this conversation was one of bravery, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, there's two separate occasions that Tom shared with us where he's required bravery and courage to face the world in many ways. And we'll listen to him explain those two occasions in a moment. But I think the definition of bravery I'm using here is just the courage to be yourself and to still show up, even when everything indicates that you should want to hide away or maybe just go and bury your head under a duvet and hope that it passes. One of them is the unspeakable tragedy of his father passing away at a really young age. And the other one is the courage to reveal his true sexuality. Let's listen to him explain both.
When my dad passed away, you know, I went and competed at the national championships the week after, which looking back on now is like kind of like crazy, but I must have just, you know, that's what my dad would have wanted me to compete. Like I would have, like he would have wanted me to carry on. I didn't miss any training sessions and I was I don't know, there was just something that was very tunnel vision on that, and it was almost like I was shutting everything out. But yeah, like again, like I didn't think that any of the diving people understood how I was feeling. I was always trying to just, you know, get things done and not think about it and just be like, I know what I need to do and I just need to do it. And then the similar thing my whole life is, obviously I knew that I was different my whole, like from as long as I can remember. And I think when I came out in 2013, again, I felt like I almost felt alone then. I was like, I don't know if people understand how difficult it has been for me growing up and feeling different, feeling on the outside and feeling like I was an outsider, but people didn't know that I was an outsider. I knew that I was an outsider and I wasn't the same as everyone else. And I think in a certain way, I think growing up as a gay little boy and then growing up with knowing that and not knowing how to say it or if I could ever say it, especially in the public eye, that there was something I think about that I wanted to prove that I could be good. I could do well at school. I could be good at sport, and that wasn't going to define me. And so I think my whole life I felt a little bit on the outside and a little bit like people didn't understand me as an athlete, my dad passing away, being gay, all of those things. I think people can sometimes, but everyone, if you think about it, everyone is a little bit different in some way. And it's about embracing those differences, because those differences can often be the things that set us apart from the rest when it comes to life experience and what you can handle.
The power of this really, Damien, is I think it's easy to speak to people about high performance and great achievements and things when everything is aligned, when everything's in flow, when life is playing the way you want it to play out. But actually what Tom is talking about here is dealing with the times where it isn't like that and you feel like you're swimming against the tide and you're in incredible pain. And I think that's an important thing for us to always remember when we have these conversations. We're not talking to incredible, high-achieving people about the greatest moments in their lives. Almost every episode, the conversation is far more about how they dealt with the really difficult times and came through them.
Yeah, I remember many years ago meeting the boxing coach Angelo Dundee, who had like an old kernel of advice that used to say, don't look at who's in your dressing room when you win, look at who's there when you lose, because that tells you something really important about the messages and the people that are really with you for who you are. And I think it is those moments where you lose, whether it's you lose a person that Tom just said, or whether it's just you lose the will to keep fighting, or whether it's something as menial as losing a diving competition in this context. I think the ability to still show up and just be your best self, to just keep persevering and keep striving, there's lessons there for all of us. We all have those moments of setbacks, disappointments and defeats, but the ability to just keep going is the definition of high performance in many ways.
Brilliant. Thank you for that, mate. I really enjoyed that reflection of our conversation with Tom Daly. Don't forget, if you want to hear the full conversation with Tom, then you can just download the High Performance app and you can listen not just to the Tom Daly conversation, but all the conversations we've had so far on high performance. Thank you very much for listening once again. And I hope that this was a good reminder to you of the incredible golden advice and information that exists in the back catalogue of our high performance conversations. See you soon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.